We now have a new angle of a police shooting captured on video. Facebook video showed the aftermath of the shooting of Philando Castile in Minnesota. Officer Geronimo Yenes was acquitted in the death. Now authorities have released a police dashboard camera video showing the seconds of the shooting itself. A warning here, some people will find the sounds in the next 2 minutes or so disturbing. Here's Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson.
The fatal encounter started on a suburban street just outside Minneapolis. Geronimo Yanez pulled over Philando Castile, a 32-year-old school cafeteria supervisor.
How are you? Good. Reason I pulled you over, your brake lights are out.
So that's among the hours of video and audio recordings released yesterday, along with a 2,100-page report.
You ever license insurance?
It's the first time people outside a courtroom have seen what happened, including what led to the stop. The officer's suspicion that the driver he was pulling over might have a connection to a recent robbery by two black men. Yanez radioed an officer nearby.
The driver looks more like one of our suspects just because of the wide-set nose.
After Castile pulled over and started to speak to the officer, the encounter soon turned violent. Squad car dashcam video recorded the conversation, and a warning here, the exchange turned disturbing. Quick.
Sir, I have to tell you, I do have a firearm on me.
Don't reach for it, then. Don't pull it out. Don't pull it out.
He fired seven times. I wasn't reaching. Those were among Castile's last words. Two bullets hit him in the heart, and he died minutes later. Bullets struck the seat beside Castile's girlfriend and nearly hit her 4-year-old daughter. The next day, Yanez was interviewed by a state investigator. The recording was just released.
I thought he had the gun in his hand, in his right hand. And I thought he had it enough to where all he had to do was just pull it out, point it at me, move his trigger finger down the trigger, and let off rounds. And I had no other option than to take out my firearm, and I shot.
Prosecutors said Castile was only doing what he was told, trying to get his wallet and give his license to the officer, and that no reasonable officer would have fired. In his wallet, Castile also had a gun permit. Juror Benita Schultz told CARE TV that no one but Yanez really knows what happened.
You don't know, and the state didn't prove that he was dishonest. He 4 years as a policeman, he was very honest, so we kind of took his word for it, I think.
Yanez is a free man, although no longer employed as a police officer. Castile's family says they're already planning to file a civil lawsuit in federal court. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.